Good morning. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. By a three-vote margin, the House has overridden Governor Phil Scott's veto of the so-called Global Warming Solutions Bill. The vote was 103-47. The legislation calls for a 26% reduction in emissions by 2025 and a 40% reduction by 2030. Burlington Representative Kurt McCormick is the chairman of the House Transportation Committee. He says the time for action is now.
To begin to provide so sorely needed leadership, some state has got to stand up and demonstrate that cutting CO2 emissions drastically can be done, can be easily done, and must be done.
A veto override requires a two-thirds vote in both houses. The Senate will vote on the override bill early next week. The House has backed legislation that taxes and regulates the sale of marijuana by a vote of 92-56, and it's likely that the Senate will endorse the plan early next week. It's unclear if the compromise satisfies Governor Phil Scott's concerns about driver impairment. The compromise allows a saliva test to be taken from a driver who's suspected of being impaired if a warrant is issued. Waterbury Representative Tom Stevens said the bill is a good way to bring the sale of marijuana out of the underground market.
This vote is, in essence, a vote to keep the sales and recreational use illegal and in the black market, unregulated, unsafe, and untaxed. Or not. By voting yes, I'm proud to say that it's time to take the sale and recreational use out of the darkness and into the light.
The governor is expected to address this issue at his press briefing later this morning. You'll hear it live on VPR right after 11 o'clock. And Vermont officials say they're taking steps to ensure fast results on election night, even with the increase in vote by mail. Mail-in ballots will go out to all active registered voters, Vermont voters, starting next week. About 20% of Vermont towns hand count all ballots on election night. Towns and tabulators can start counting mail-in ballots up to 30 days before the election. Secretary of State Jim Condos tells Vermont Edition the change will help process mail-in ballots.
It was one day before, but we extended it for this year and this year only at this point, because we recognized that there was going to be that the clerks were going to have an inordinate amount of vote by mail.
The Postal Service recommends mailing ballots 15 days before Election Day. Vermonters can also hand in their ballots to the town's clerk's office or at their polling station on Election Day. The Eye on the Sky frost and freeze advisory is likely tonight outside the Champlain Basin. Today becoming sunny, highs in the 50s north, in the upper 50s to low 60s in the south.